this is hitting everyone hard, but you know, you're a retired law enforcement. Talk to us.
This is every cop's nightmare. This is every cop's family's nightmare. This is every community that supports its law enforcers. It's their collective nightmare. And we're unfortunately living it right now. We're just going to have to do everything, Matt, in our power right now. Everything as a community, the Mid-Cape area, Cape Cod, the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts, to surround the people here in Yarmouth, to surround the Yarmouth Police Department, the Yarmouth Fire Department, Barnstable Police, the Massachusetts State Police, who are all involved in this, the Calm Fire Department, the staff at Cape Cod Hospital, who did their best to provide care. We have to support everybody who's traumatized by this, everybody who's suffering by this. It's time for us to unite and do what we can to get through this. This is just going to be a really rough patch for everybody.
You knew the officer.
I did. About as classy and gentlemanly and decent a man as you're going to find anywhere. I just saw him most recently. It was probably about a month ago. It was at a community event, and he was in uniform. Didn't see his dog. It was a kind of close quarters. He probably couldn't have brought his dog in. But I went over and had a few minutes just to go over and laugh and joke with him. And I just don't know what to say. I think a lot of us are just kind of left speechless by this loss. This kind of stuff, it just doesn't happen very often down here on Cape Cod. It shouldn't happen anywhere in the world. Should a family ever have to go through this sort of agony? But now it's here with us, and we're going to see what we're made of in these coming days, weeks, and months.
Well, the incident actually happened not just in your district, but actually very close to family members.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the incident happened in the neighborhood, the next neighborhood over from my parents' house. So this afternoon when I was traveling back down from Boston, and I heard about it, and I heard the street address, and I go, oh my God, that's the next street over from my parents' house in the Mills. And so a little more than just a little concerned about this.
Just your thoughts about the officer today, and as you also represent a part of Yarmouth and a part of this Yarmouth community as well.
Yeah, well, one thing you can say about the Yarmouth community is that they immediately just came here and embraced the Yarmouth Police Department. There is such a close relationship between the citizens of the town of Yarmouth and their police department. They love the police department here, and the police department knows that they love them, and it's just such a mutual respect. And I know that, you know, in the days and the weeks and the months that are coming, that Yarmouth will stick with this police department. And you know, this is, you know, for a police department this small and a community this small to lose two officers in the line of duty in, you know, probably less than 20 years' time, it's just a tremendous blow. But you know, people in Yarmouth are great, and I know that they'll embrace the police department.